Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I forgot how warm LA can be in the winter. So after a rainstorm this morning, I was wet and also sweaty. Perfect.
Lucky you. I like a jaunty Christmas tune as much as the next guy. But when Frosty the Snowman is stuck in your head all day, it'll drive you to drink.
Heather, you probably don't want to know how often I sing that song to my dog. All year round, in fact. And yes, I will die alone.
I'll have a boozy eggnog, hold the nog, ho ho ho, and Merry Xmas.
Indeed. Have such a good day. World, welcome to
Have such a good day, the show that wants you to do
just that.
Sarah Lane.
Heather Frank. What up, girlfriend?
You've moved to a new city. It's so exciting.
Can you believe it? I can't believe it. You know, it's funny.
It's been a long haul.
I feel like I'm, Heather and I talk about this all the time, just a series of catch-ups that we do. Not ketchup, the condiment, but just catching up with life. I actually had moved by the time y'all heard our last episode, so we're still playing a little bit of ketchup. But yes, I am in my new place. I'm in an office that is...
New background,
yeah, the background that nobody sees. But if it sounds a little hollow in here, it's because I don't have much in my office yet. I've got this kind of cool wall of shelves, built-in shelves, came with the house. But otherwise, I'm in a mostly empty room. I got to fill it in so it feels cozier. But
oh, this is the fun part though.
I know. Oh my gosh.
I'm a little envious because it's like, I love that new feeling. You start
yeah, where you're
over,
like,
you
what goes
fresh.
On this wall? Is it this piece of art or this piece of art? Or maybe
it's
nothing
so
and just like a really big plant.
The world is your oyster, Sarah.
Oh,
and
well.
Y'all, if you're tuning in for the first time, this is the show that unpacks the absurdity, the craziness
it is
of everyday
absurd.
Life.
Let's just call it like it is, right?
We like to say that the show is a little bit like kind of listening in on a real intimate conversation between two gals.
Yeah. Emphasis on intimate.
How is everybody doing today?
Yeah. Oh, hi. We didn't see y'all here. It was just Heather and I being very intimate.
Precisely.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah. So, oh, gosh. It's been a journey, Heather. So you were the last one to move out of LA, although you moved not that long after I did.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, you moved up north, so your trip was actually farther than mine was. I moved into Northern California from Southern California as well, but you have a few hours on me. But last week, I will not bore everybody with like the minutiae of my entire trip, but I was staying with my mom for some time, and what ended up having to happen because I had sort of set up a temp office in her garage, but there was a fair amount of my stuff in there, and a few things in the house itself, you know, in the guest bedroom. So the movers had to come to her house first, get the stuff that I had there, put it in the truck, Then we all went over to my storage unit where the majority of my things are, packed that all up. And then they sort of said, okay, bye. We'll see you never, because somebody else was driving that truck down to LA. And I also had to go because I had to meet the new crew, the LA crew, the next morning in LA. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't just be like, I'm tired. I don't want to drive today. Like, I had to, you know, unless I called the moving company and switched everything around and screwed everybody up. So I was like, all right, we're doing it. I got on the road at about 1 p.m. So I had a few hours of light, but not that many. The majority of my trip was in the dark. And I was a little concerned about that because I'm not a great night driver. I mean, I can do it. I can see. But I just feel like, I don't know, I get tunnel vision. I hate driving at night. When it's something like a, you know, somewhat deserted freeway with a bunch of, you know, semi-trucks. Mm-hmm. So, and I had my dog and my cat with me because how else are they going to get down to LA? And I thought, well, okay, Otis the dog has done this trip with me a handful of times. He's a really good traveler. He pretty much just sleeps.
How was Ralphie?
Ralphie was good. So good. I have learned the hard way that Ralphie is a bad traveler when in a cat carrier. Most people say, well, how else would you transport a cat? Well, some cats just flip out in carriers. Mm-hmm. Ralphie is one of those cats. He'll pee on himself. It's a mess. And, you know, and screaming, you know, it's like you can't, you almost just can't do it and keep your sanity. Yeah. But he has a little kitty harness that he likes. And I have the carrier, like, in case of emergency, you know, like if we had to, like, get out of the car and run, I mean, he's not just going to be, like, open to the elements, but he has a little harness and a little kitty saucer. I put it in the passenger seat next to me. And when I do that, he's great. He just sits there, looks out the window, looks at me occasionally, and is like, meh.
That's amazing. Oh, my God. He didn't even try to move around?
That's all he needs. He would kind of, well, so the litter box, another thing that you just have to do with a cat on a 7+ hour trip, litter box was where somebody's feet would be had they been sitting in the passenger seat. So he used the litter box. You know, I showed him where it was. He was like, I got it. And then he, you know, kind of just napped most of the time. And occasionally he'd jump into the back seat with Otis, sniff around a little bit, scream, because he's really good at screaming, and then go back to his saucer and just be like, okay, we're good.
That is so cute. It's
really cute. It was, honestly, it was long. It was, I mean, you can't make that trip any shorter than it
is. It's like 10, or wait, it's like how many hours?
Oh, it's not 10, no. It's about 7. It's 7 if you're booking. Maybe even a little less.
That's like 11 from here.
Yeah. Well, again, yeah, you've got the longer drive. But it was fine. It was fine. You know, I was really bracing myself for, like, this might be the suckiest Friday I ever had.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't that bad. By the time I descended into L.A., because, again, Heather and I were talking about it, I think in last week's show, The Grapevine, which is this sort of, once you get to greater L.A., you kind of go up into this, you know, the L.A. mountains, I think, the Angeles mountain range. And then you kind of go, you know, you go up to the summit and then you sort of slowly go down the hill and it starts to become like there's lights and houses and civilization.
Isn't it?
What's that?
San Gabriel Mountains?
I think it's the Angeles National Forest.
Okay. I don't know.
But the San Gabriel Mountains are around there somewhere. I don't either. Okay. I don't know.
I'm like, I lived there for 10 years. I can't distinguish the mountain ranges.
So it was a trip without incident. The next morning, movers came. They came on time, met him at the house, moved all my stuff in, tipped him heavily, said bye-bye, and here I am.
Wonderful. I cannot wait to check it out. I think it will be sooner than later as I try to come down to LA as often as possible. So I'm really excited to check it out. Hopefully, probably not till February, but I don't know, maybe January. I might need to actually come down to see a movie that I don't know if it's going to come up here. And I'm like, ugh, this is just the pits living in the country because I don't get the releases, you know, that you would get in a city like Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
So I might have to do a little.
Well, that's
quick
commitment to cinema, Heather.
Month. Oh,
gotta come to LA. Gotta see this flick.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I'm very committed.
Well, it's a good excuse. And I know that you have friends here and places to stay when you do come, but my new apartment is rather large. I mean, compared to what I'm used to. I went from a studio, y'all, and it was a cool studio. It was the treehouse. I talked about it extensively.
I'll curl up next to your bookshelf.
You know, R.I.P. treehouse. I will miss it in a weird way, but I've got a lot more room here. And, you know, it's funny. A friend of mine called me. I was coming back from Best Buy because, of course, I have like 40 XLR cables, but I couldn't find a second HDMI cable. And I was just like, I could order on Amazon. You know what? Let's just get in the car and like, you know, it's an excuse to sort of go do something. Anyway, so I'm coming back. Friend of mine who lives back in Sonoma County, childhood friend, where I just moved from, she calls me and I realize, oh shit, I didn't tell her that I moved.
Oh my God.
I just forgot. She and I don't talk every day, you know, so it's not weird that we hadn't talked in about a week, but I'm like, that was on the list.
This is the one that you had like beers with, like here and there.
Beers with here and there.
Like you would go over to her house and have some Coronas and
I don't even like Corona. She likes Corona. Yeah, I guess I think we're talking about the same person.
It was the same. I think so too.
Yeah. But I just forgot.
She must have been shocked.
It was funny because I'm in my car, right? And you know, it's raining really hard yesterday. So I'm sort of like, it's a little precarious. You know, LA is, it'll flood real quick. I mean, not like a full flood, but you know, where your car is going through some pretty major puddles.
Doesn't have great drainage.
Yeah, exactly. So I answer and I'm like, hi, I have really big news. And she's like, what? I'm like, I live in LA. And she's like, what? I was like, I'm so sorry. Oh my God. I'm sorry.
It happened really quickly.
Where she's like, well, you're going to come back up for Christmas, right? And I'm like, no, I will not be doing that. I just got here. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's all good. But just to give everybody a sense of like how quickly this all just sort of happened. It was sort of an idea and then it became a reality. And then now I live here. And
I know, it's wild.
My neighborhood, people keep saying, well, what neighborhood are you in? What neighborhood are you in? And for anybody who's not familiar with LA, I mean, LA is huge. Huge sprawl. So there's all sorts of little enclaves. I am, if you look at it on a map, pretty smack dab in the middle. Mid-city is what it's called. Some people call it Midtown, which is adjacent to kind of a lot of stuff. But this particular neighborhood, I have driven through, but I've never really hung out in. So I do feel like I'm in a new city. Even though the greater city I'm really familiar with, this neighborhood I need to get to know. I think that you would call it, a realtor would call it up and coming, which means, okay, it's not super, you know, super super shiny, super fancy 100% of the time. I have no problem with that. I think depending on the person and your level of comfort, you might say, certain blocks, a little sketchy. And it got me thinking, Heather, like, what is a sketchy neighborhood? You know what I mean? Like, if you feel like you're unsafe walking around after dark, okay, maybe you call that sketchy. I have not felt that way. My neighborhood is, it's very family oriented, but you also have, you know, graffiti on walls and you know, some, you know, you've got some blocks where you kind of go like, this block could use a little love,
like those downtrodden strip malls that LA
very
has,
much so and then you kind of walk down another block and you go, whoa, this is real nice, gosh, how'd that happen? Lots of cities are that way, especially when everybody's on top of each other. I mean, San Francisco, great example of that. You know, one block would be like, not the best, next block is like crazy mansions. So, same thing, but I think I would not name them, but I have friends who would be like, I don't know about this. I don't care about it. I actually find it to be, I don't know, more alive than something that is a little too Lululemon. You get my drift?
Oh, I get your drift. You get my drift. I can't do the Lululemon at all. I think it's because those places tend to be so far on one side of the spectrum. I like variety. you know, and I feel like I would probably, I'd probably hit the east side. The problem with LA though is that there's always, you know, you can choose a lot of different enclaves. There's a lot of great enclaves. But if you choose something on the east side, you're looking at way hotter weather and you're looking at being pretty deep. So if you ever wanted to go to the west side, you're really far.
Oh yeah. It's so like an hour without traffic to go to the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, people totally. Go, oh, I thought, you know, it was all just like Baywatch. It's like, no, LA goes real far east.
Yeah, totally. So you're near West Adams, you're near mm-hmm. Koreatown, you're near Hancock Park.
Very. Yeah, yeah.
I like Hancock Park a lot.
Yeah, that's like Culver the City really is nice, just kind of yeah. to the west of me. I'm near everything to the yeah. point where when I went to Best Buy yesterday, because I just felt like looking at TVs, I had to get my HDMI cable, but sometimes I just like to look at televisions. Yeah. The Best Buy, I was just, you know, just asked Siri in my car, like, take me to Best Buy, you know, and there were a few. And all of the Best Buys were like, not right around the corner. It wasn't walkable, but like there were several of them that were a 10-minute drive. And in LA, you know, especially during rush hour, which it was, because I'm a masochist, not bad.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. Well, I'm so excited for you, Sarah.
Thank you.
You totally deserve all this joy and excitement. And I can't wait to see it and walk around with Oat and check out your neighborhood
yeah,
and
go to
the local cafe, get a pour over. I'm pumped to see you soon down there. Speaking of joyous times, we are in the joyous part of the year. We're getting dangerously close to the end of 2023. You know, I want to say just for the record that 2023 has been a pretty epic year on my end. I'm really grateful for all these adventures I went on. I did travel a lot. It was unexpected. It was not planned. It wasn't like, oh, 2023, I'm going to go here and I'm going to go there. It just happened. I had the time. It just worked out. This year has just been, it's been wonderful. All the accomplishments too, you know, it's been a tough year in terms of my business and this, you know, new education. You know, it's never enough for me. I'm my own worst critic because I'm an accomplished person. I am an ambitious person, but I never seem to do enough for my own personal. It's more about like me striving for myself. I'm not like worried about what other people think. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's kind of funny. It's been such an interesting month because I've been running around like pretty, like, you know, with my head cut off a little bit. I've got a lot of deadlines. It's a bit of a stressful month for me. I forget that December is stressful because you have to tie up a lot of things end of year, especially when you run a big business. You've got your CPA kind of on your ass because when you run a business of this like capacity, they want to get started early on your taxes. So they bring it up before Christmas and they give you deadlines before Christmas. It's kind of the pits. So it's, you know, that time of year that's supposed to be cheery and cozy and merry and happy and joy and insert throw pillow slogan here. But let's be real, stress and anxiety and anticipation of the new year is also a thing. And I've been feeling that kind of heavily. You know, I think it doesn't really help that like it's winter and, you know, dark and actually it's kind of sunny the last couple of days. I think the storm, we had the storm up here that you have now, I think. And it was, you know, raining and dark for a few days, but it's actually been really beautiful weather and not that cold. But there's a lot of expectations, at this time of year, kind of thrust on you. It's kind of like, it's all like on steroids in December, I feel like, because again, just like this weird pressure to finish everything and be fucking merry. you know, being a kid, and I think maybe having kids helps. Maybe it hurts. I don't know. I feel like Christmas was so storybook for me as a child. I was very lucky. I don't think it's like that for everybody. You know, I don't have kids now, so maybe it would have been, you know, maybe having kids makes it feel a little bit more joyous. I don't know. But I think it's this adulthood thing. It can be a little bit of a letdown because Christmas personifies this kind of realization that you're an adult now. And adulting can be challenging, i.e. the CPA on my ass. So yeah, end of the year deadlines. Who does that? Yeah, my CPA, apparently. But I obviously am good at sneaking in fun and festive, which I totally have been doing. It's not all like deadlines, but it's definitely never all work and no play for me. That is definitely something that I make sure of. But it's been a strange combo of like, you know, let's be festive. And also, shit, this year is over. I got to do all this last minute shopping. And I'm not joking. And I was kind of chatting with you a little bit here and there this week, but we haven't chatted as much as we usually do because it has been kind of ridiculous where I realize kind of at the last minute that, wow, we have like quadruple the amount of contractors this year because of all the projects and all the work. And normally I would have like five like regulars that I would just send a nice Christmas bonus to, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it becomes like 12 to 15 people that, I mean, that's a lot of Christmas bonuses. And it was, you know, it was a big year of expenses. It's been, you know, everything's gone up.
Right.
Lots of renovations, lots of stuff that we had to fix. We had no choice. It wasn't aesthetic renovations. This is like, you know, fixing the roof because it's leaking, or leveling the floor because, you know, the foundation is slipping a little bit. I mean, it's like legit work that has to get done. That's not cheap. So I kind of ran around yesterday, went to Target. You know, I was like, okay, do not get distracted. You know, like you and your TV at the Best Buy, you know, you're in there for an HDMI cable. I went there for two items. I thought it'd be easy breezy. Roll in there. I need a bag of Bose, you know, the sticky Bose you put on bottles of champagne that you're giving to your
Bose
employees.
I thought you meant like Bose noise canceling headphones.
Oh, like Bose headphones. Yeah, yeah, no, Bose. Just yeah. A basic yeah. Bitch for, bag of Bose, for, y'all.
Yeah, for Christmas goodies. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I bought all those like champagne, like nice champagne, nice tequila, depending on what my workers liked, and got it. Wanted a bunch of Bose, and I was going to put stickers and get a little, like those little gift cards, you know, that you attach and like you write a little something, something, mm-hmm. But there's no pressure to write like a long, like a novel.
Yeah.
Couldn't find either, literally. Like I'm just like, and it's manic there. It's like everybody is like shop until they're dropping. There's like Christmas sweater craziness. Like I got like distracted actually. I was like, God, these are kind of cute Christmas sweaters. I didn't get anything yeah. Or try anything
that's
on.
What
I was
happens.
Like, oh my God, focus.
Target is one of those stores you like, you're like, I need one item and then you fall. And then you're just
crazy.
Like in the well of Target and you end up with like 50 things. And you're like, what
yeah,
just
I
happened
didn't...
to me?
And I purposely went there and gave myself like a 20-minute window because I had a meeting I had to get to. So I was like, I didn't have a lot of time. So I was like in the card section. I'm just like, where? They have everything. I mean, oh my God, they have every kind of party hat, bow, but no bag of bows. I had to get like individual expensive large bows, like you buy them per, you know, $2 for each bow. It's like
I could just see you there, Heather, being like, okay, 15 of these, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
I did that. I'm not joking. I spent like $25 on bows. I'm like really under the gun here, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I did get distracted by those sweaters because I was like, God, Target, cute. Like sequins, you know, jumpsuits, cute stuff for New Year's. I was kind of impressed. But then I got distracted in the games section. I really want to get a backgammon game. I thought it would be fun to maybe relearn it over this holiday because I used to play with my dad. Just FYI, Target only sells backgammon online. If you're looking for it in the store, they don't have it. But in all seriousness, I am actually trying to keep the holiday kind of low key-ish. I overdid my birthday. I've got friends coming up next week for like 5 days for the New Year's and they want a party. So I'm like, okay, I gotta relax at some point. So this weekend for me is trying to hit some of my deadlines. So I am going to be working. And Elijah's working also. He's on crazy end of the year deadlines for his film stuff. So I'm going to be probably, you know, the biggest thing I'll be doing is making homemade waffles, and drinking boozy eggnog. And I'm probably going to read a book. And I'm probably going to walk on the beach and, like, you know, just watch movies and just, I don't know.
I want this for you.
I'm excited.
Yeah. You know, it's like you live in, those of you in our Discord have seen some beautiful photos. I mean, Heather lives in one of the most beautiful places on earth.
It's kind of true.
And, you know, I every time you are just sort of like, I'm buried in work. I can't get ahead. Oh, my gosh. There's no bows at Targets. Like, I know, like, how those days go where you're just like, I'm not really having fun at all.
Yeah.
And just to be able to kind of stop and smell the roses, so to speak.
Yeah.
And just be like, look at this. Look at this beautiful place. Yeah,
and I do. I so relish it. And I will say also that there was much more going on than not finding bows at Target, y'all. Much deeper stuff that has to do with, you know, yeah, like taxes, finances, real estate stuff. Yeah. Like just like really big, hard decisions and way more pressure than you can imagine. It's hard to really unpack it all. All is good. I'm still a lucky person. But I will say that, yes, I do indeed live honestly, and I'm not bragging, but it is kind of true. I live in a feat of nature up here. It's very,
that's not braggy. It's just reality.
It's great. It's a very beautiful place.
Yes.
On the edge of the earth. However, I struggle. I really do. And I feel a little guilty because I bitch about it. But it's hard. It's like I'm really far. And I like the other day, for example, you might appreciate this, Sarah, although you weren't as deep as I have been. Like I lost my mascara and I didn't really want to get a CVS mascara. You know, and there's not a lot of places to go buy like a non-CVS mascara up here. You have to like order.
Yeah, like you don't have a Sephora online. Down at the end of the block.
No.
Yeah.
No. And so stuff like that, it's not even just that, but even like with Christmas gifts and just like things that I'm trying to accomplish, I just feel so remote and I really struggle with it. Mm-hmm. I really don't like it. I don't. And I feel hidden and far and just I this is not really what I chose for myself,
right?
You know,
right?
I'm a kind of a city girl with some country tendencies. I like, you know, there's aspects that I really do like. I do. But man, I miss my city life. And like you also going back there, you know, it's like when good friends move, like there was comfort having other friends in the country, you know, where you're like, we're in it together, you know?
I totally get it.
It's a bit of a struggle.
I get it. I felt the same way when I was in my tree house. Heather and I weren't near each other, but yeah, we definitely,
We commiserated.
We also had, you know, sort of parallel lives in a way.
Yeah.
You know, doing property management and just sort of like, how's the country for you? Because the country is the country for me.
We would sort of joke about it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and
take the piss out of it, you know?
I get it. There are pros and cons for sure. If you want to get away from it all, boy, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better place. But not everybody wants that all the time.
I want it part-time, and I'm working on it. I'm working on, hopefully 2024 will be fruitful in this way, but I've had a vision, and I hope to have a little something somewhere else so that I can get away and not feel like I'm infringing on, you know, I would like to have my own little spot somewhere.
Yeah.
Albeit small shack, condo, rental, I don't know. We will see, but I will be... listening to some Christmas hip hop for the next few days to get in the spirit.
Love it.
And I hope y'all are got some fun plans. I can't wait to hear what y'all are up to on the Discord, and email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com and let us know what the heck you're doing this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Some of you celebrate Christmas, some of you don't. Everybody, you know, besides people saying like, oh, are you going to be back up at your mom's house for Christmas? I'm like, no, I just got to LA. I'm just not getting in the car and doing that opposite drive, just yet. But, what I am doing is I've got some family who lives in LA. So Christmas Eve, I'm not a huge Christmas person. I'm not a not Christmas person, but like people are like, oh, you have a larger apartment. Are you going to get a tree? I'm like, no, why would I do that? It's just like one extra thing I don't need to do. So I'm not doing it. Then again, I just moved in, but but I like Christmas. My family, for the most part, celebrated Christmas, you know, when I was a kid. You know, kind of depending on what relatives you're talking about. But I've got some family over on the west side that's doing a little Christmas Eve thing, so I'm gonna see them.
Cool, that's awesome.
Yeah, another part of my life where my cousin was like, "What up?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm your neighbor now. I live in LA." And she's like,
"Was she pumped?"
Yeah, but she's like, "Really? Why didn't you tell me?" I'm like, "I don't know. It just like all happened so fast. I'm here now though." And in fact, I have two cousins who live in LA. And then, you know, smattering of friends, Christmas Day, another set of friends, they have their family in town. I was sort of like, can I just sort of swing by? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that I can commit to like 6 p.m. ham dinner. But like, could I just kind of swing by on Christmas if I'm in the mood? Because I might just kind of want to like take a long walk and not do anything.
Yeah, no, we're kind of the same. I mean, I think that Christmas meant more to me when I was younger, but you're kind of like Elijah. Like Elijah he doesn't really care that much about Christmas. Other holidays maybe, yeah. I mean, I think New Year's to me is a little more exciting because it's celebrating at, you know, getting off on the right foot for like a new year.
Sure.
But Christmas is a little like, I don't know, it's a little confusing, I feel like.
Yeah, my friend who you know as well, Trish, Heather, she always says like New Year's is my birthday. Like I have a birthday and it's like in the summer, but New Year's feels like my birthday. Like, okay, you're making some resolutions.
You're going to
looking back
sparkly
on the last year. You've got, you know, some goals for the new one. It feels more like what a birthday should be more like. I don't really know where I fall. I love the ritual of people getting together and, you know, Christmas twinkling lights and, you know, all that stuff. Well, you mentioned strip malls earlier in the show, Heather. And just real quick, I will say, because I don't know, how do I even explain my neighborhood? I'm in a neighborhood that's very grid. So it's flat and it's like, you know, you walk one way, you turn left, you make another left, you're back where you started type thing. So there's, which is actually kind of nice. You know, some of LA is like very windy and hilly and that's actually more charming to me. But it's also kind of nice when, for example, Otis and I go out for a walk in the morning and I'm like, all right, let's just walk a mile. And I can do the mile like a variety of different ways. But it's like I'm not going to get lost or anything. It's all a big grid. So part of that grid, and again, I've only lived here for a few days, but is me just being like, okay, where's my nearest corner store? Where's the nearest coffee shop that is not a Starbucks? Not that I have any problem with Starbucks, but I prefer a different kind of coffee shop. I've found one, by the way. It's amazing. You know, like, where's the nearest, like, gym if I want to join a gym? Where's the nearest gas station? Where's the nearest CVS? You know, when I need mascara. Like, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then where is the nearest, like, shopping center that would be a short drive? These are all, like, just little things I'm, like, slowly ticking off. Like my Best Buy adventure yesterday type thing. And when you live in, especially sort of the area of LA that I live in, which is, I'm surrounded by lots of other LA neighborhoods, you know, I'm not on the edge of anything. I'm in the middle. You get a lot of strip malls. Oh, do you ever, Heather? And strip malls, for anybody who's like, well, what is like constitutes a strip mall? I don't really know if it's the same universally, but it's like, it's, you get like 5 to 6 small little shops that are often on a corner with with some parking,
kind of vibe,
but
too
limited. Like maybe there's a 7-Eleven, maybe there's a nail salon, maybe there's an insurance shop. You know, maybe there's a ramen place. You know, like it's sort of, if you can lean into the strip mall life, LA is great. Yeah. Because nothing is ever very far away. Like, everything's around.
Everything. You could, any kind of service, anything you can imagine, like the wackiest stuff you'll find.
Oh, yeah.
In your neighborhood, like, not very far away.
Exactly.
That's what I love about city living.
Same. Yeah. And, I mean, some of it you kind of, like, go, like, that strip mall has nothing for me.
Yeah, they're a lot. They're ugly. They're pretty ugly.
Right, yeah. Like, I don't need the barbershop or the smoke shop or the, you know, like, you know, massage place that's a little eh.
They all desperately need, like, a power washing, too. It's like, I just want to, like, power wash this.
I know,
wall.
But there's, like, something about the chaos that I love to lean into it. For example, I mentioned the coffee place that I found, which is right next to a Starbucks, ironically. But the Starbucks is, like, it's so funny. It's like, this is not a beautiful walk down Venice Boulevard, okay? but... it's not far. It's a good, you know, just under a mile there and, you know, back. So I'm like, okay, this is a good walk with my dog. You know, other people are out with their dogs or their kids or, you know, going wherever. The Starbucks is like one of these Starbucks's that has a drive-through, but it also has like just like ordering windows. So like you can go into the Starbucks. You can drive through the drive-through, but you also have like the pickup windows, which I assume is probably a Starbucks app thing, you know, where you order and then you just like walk up, get your thing and go. And when I walked by it the first time, I'm like, well, this is quite lively. I mean, nothing wrong with a Starbucks. Good to have it. Good to know. It's in my back pocket. But just on the other side of like this you know, perpendicular kind of crossing is this like really cool independent coffee place that like roast their own beans on site. And I'm like, oh, okay, see, we're good.
Yeah.
This is my spot, you know, and lots of like, I don't know, just sort of artist types in there, you know,
totally.
At 7:30 in the morning where I'm like, I found my people. there's also in a larger strip mall, there is, and I'm actually not even really looking to join a gym, even though I had been going to the gym quite a bit when I was at my mom's, mostly to have something to do. I feel like I can just sort of make exercise stuff in my house. Like I kind of have the room. I certainly have plenty of room to like throw down a yoga mat and get to work.
Also, like the canyons are great. Like,
oh, yeah.
Runyon.
Exactly.
And get a really good workout.
However, on the way to my new coffee joint, you will pass a very large gym. And last night, because it's been raining, and so, you know, in between rainstorms, I'll take Otis out, you know, where I'm like, okay, let's go. Because he just hates the rain. And like, we're both miserable if we have to walk in the rain. So last night, around, let's say, 7 p.m. or so, we're walking. So it's not late, but it's dark. And we walk past this gym. And I, like, the gym is, if you're kind of just going, you know, towards my coffee place, like, you see it on the side. It looks like just like a big old, you know, concrete jungle type thing. But last night, I was like, oh, well, let's, like, do a little lap around the strip mall itself and just like see what's in here. There was a CVS, so it's kind of a good strip mall. But I walk past the gym and like all of the windows in the front are like kind of blacked out, but the front doors were open. And I looked inside, Heather, and it was like a party. Like the gym is like lights are low, black lights everywhere.
Wow.
Like double, like two stories. I mean, there must have been 1,000 people in there. And I was just like, I think I need to join this gym. I got to go in here. I got to see. Because you know the people watching is going to be unparalleled.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So you're going to do it?
I don't know. I think what I'll probably do is they've got a big sign on the side of the building that says call or text with the phone number where I'm like, call or like, is it like one guy who like owns the whole place? There are a lot of people. It is a big gym. And like not a fancy gym, like a dirty gym. But that's the kind of gym I want. But the, you know, and maybe like, maybe the lighting is different during the day, but last night I was like, wow, that is, it's like a club. It looked like a club. So I'm going to ask them if I can get a day pass and sniff it out, and maybe that'll be my new gym. I don't know.
Do it. Yeah, it'd probably be a great place to like meet people too, or maybe not. I don't know. I haven't really joined a gym in a long time. I am very excited for you and all your strip mall exploration. You know, some of my favorite restaurants in LA, or they were, I mean, years ago when I lived there, were in strip malls, and you would never know it because on the outside, the strip mall was so run down and crappy looking. And then you walk in the door of this restaurant, it's like, oh my, this is beautiful.
Totally.
Like, it's just, and I love that about LA is that it's this unexpected, I think there was a documentary on strip malls of LA and like how some of the best restaurants are in these ugly strip malls.
Hidden gems. Totally.
Yeah. Hidden gems. Totally.
And it's, yeah, it's like if you need a curb appeal, LA is sort of your place, but often very much not your place.
Yeah.
And you just gotta just be like, this is how
it
goes.
It's a hodgepodge.
For example, and then I'll get off my strip mall pedestal here. For example, the other night, you know, I'm in my house for the, you know, first time. I'm hungry. I'm just sort of like, just order something. And, you know, so, and when I feel that way, I usually go towards ramen. I'm like, I just want a bowl of noodle soup. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be ramen specifically, but I'm partial to ramen. So I, you know, open up Uber Eats. What's the closest ramen place? Closest ramen place is called Slurpin' Ramen. Slurpin' with like an apostrophe.
That's so LA.
No G.
Oh God.
So I was like, Slurpin' Ramen. Am I really doing this? But it is close, which means like I'll get the soup like within half an hour. So I order it, and I order like a side of like a sort of a like a chicken rice thing. And it's so good.
Nice.
Yeah. Like I was like, oh, okay. This is my ramen.
Did you order
this
it,
is my
pick
ramen
it up,
place.
Or did you Uber Eats it?
Yeah, yeah. Because it was late, and you know, I was just sort of like, I had been opening boxes all day and just covered in my
you
own filth.
You are so gonna be rocking the Uber Eats now that you're back there.
Well, I mean, listen, I've got a little bit of a ramen issue. I didn't eat a lot of ramen. It was actually a really good ramen place to go to when I was up in Sonoma County, but. You know, ordering for delivery in the treehouse was like, yeah, you could do it, but options very limited. It wasn't fun. In a city like this, I'm like, Slurpin' Ramen, yes, please. we'll do. We'll order again. It was so good,
speaking,
Heather.
Speaking of slurping, I'm going to be slurping. I keep mentioning eggnog. I'm just like, what is wrong with me? I never used to like eggnog, but it's just like 'tis the season. And there's all these alternative eggnogs, you know, soy, almond, oat.
I call
rice,
them
coconut,
the alt-nogs.
Mm-hmm. The alt-nogs, yeah. Exactly. We kind of cray. But I wanted to mention before we wrap up today, the fact that to reiterate the geographic wonder of where I live, or where I'm like 2 weeks from everywhere and everything. I have this club membership partially because I live in the boonies, and it's kind of a fancy club, but you know, they have their flaws. I mean, it's not totally my style. It's a bit old world, old fashioned. But I went, to a business lunch, last week, and it was really nice. It was like, you know, white tablecloth and blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, the like manager who he's there all the time. He's the guy that like greets you and everything. Nice guy. He was like, you guys want an eggnog? You know, it was like after lunch. And I'm like, yeah, all right. You know, it's like boozy eggnog. And so I had one, and it was lovely. I like really enjoyed it. I was like, oh man, this is so, and it kind of leaves you, you're warmer, and it's like the nutmeg and the cinnamon, and it just was yummy.
Oh yeah.
And so
it's delish.
The other, or last night I tried to sign up for, so I am going to go to their, on Saturday night, the 23rd, they're doing kind of a pre-Christmas, Christmassy dinner thing where you can sign up, and you know it's nice, it's festive, you dress up. So I was texting the guy, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to have one of those boozy eggnogs. And he goes, oh yeah, sorry, the chef tried to buy eggnog, but all the vendors are sold out. And I'm like, it drives me crazy. I feel like this club does this all the time. It's like there's always something that they don't have because of some dumb excuse. It's like, dude, you're surrounded by grocery stores. and a Costco. Is it really that? Like, I just bought eggnog. There's tons of it. Like, I know that they probably do some, you know, Cisco, you know, big order or whatever. But I was like, man. Anyway, so eggnog is sort of on the brain. So I just wanted to mention really quick. I wanted to sort of know the origin of eggnog, you know, where the name came from and that kind of thing. So apparently, it kind of originated in like medieval Britain. Supposedly, no one really knows. You know, kind of an exclusive beverage, I think, back in the day, because it was hard to have sherry and milk and eggs, like, you know, all the time. But so rum, you know, a lot of eggnog is mixed with sherry. Because I was like, do I mix it with whiskey? Because I'm going to make some this weekend. I just got some that I only have, I think, whiskey and tequila at home. And I'm like, well, can I use whiskey? Apparently, it's more like a sherry rum kind of thing. I mean, you can use whiskey, but it kind of takes over the flavor. So,
I've only known eggnog with whiskey.
See, that's what I thought. But when I was doing my research,
I guess it just depends
on the internet.
On the household. Here, right?
So it's interesting. So I guess rum was referred to as grog, and like bartenders served it in those wooden mugs that are called noggins. So like the drink first became known as like an egg and grog, and then it became eggnog. And then there's all this other, these little things about it being called an egg flip, because I guess it's a rapid pouring mixture sort of thing where you, in between two pitchers. So, It was, I don't know, maybe in like the mid to late 1700s, it became kind of Americanized or whatever. But that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. I'm going to make like a homemade eggnog because, I don't know. I just think it's just like, you don't drink eggnog any other time of the year. It's kind of weird. So that's what I'll be doing. If you guys are ever wondering over the weekend, I'll be sitting on the couch drinking my grog, my nog.
So last year I bought some eggnog at the grocery store, as one does. And I was putting it in my morning coffee and just was like, you know, everyone's doing like the like crazy gingerbread lattes. And I'm really just kind of a straight up coffee person. I like a fancy coffee drink here and there, but day to day, I just want, give me a large coffee, good to go.
Yeah.
But during the holidays, instead of cream or, you know, one of my alt cream, you know, brands, a little eggnog in the coffee just feels festive.
Totally.
To the point where I had somebody over at my house, they opened my fridge and they were like, how do you have like eggnog at home? And I was like, I don't understand the question. Like, what do you mean? And he was like, I don't know. I just thought it was like something you get at a bar during the holidays. And I was like, no.
Have you been to a grocery store lately?
You just buy it like and you put it in your fridge. And then you have as much eggnog as you want. I actually don't really like spiked eggnog just because I don't really like whiskey. But again, I always thought of it as a whiskey thing. So Heather, you're
like
expanding my mind.
Sherry rum. Good. I'm so glad. You know, there's a lot of these like seasonal products. You know, they have all these like yummy bags of like fancier York peppermint patties, you know, that are shaped like Christmas trees and, you know, stuff like that. Like at least at my co-op, at my health food store. And they're all sold out. And then you like try to find them online and like you have to wait a whole year to have them again. It's kind of a drag. My advice here is do not get attached to seasonal products because
that's right.
You may be searching the bottom of the barrel on Amazon and spend way too much for said product.
Well, whether or not you have spent a lot this holiday season or not, we do appreciate all y'all. See what I did there, Heather? Just a little pivot. But just a reminder, we love our patrons. The patrons help us keep the lights on, quite literally. If you would like to at least consider directly supporting the show, please do go to patreon.com/havesuchagoodday. All the patrons who are already with us, thank you so much. And
tis the season.
Tis the season. Yeah. Perhaps this is the time for you. Anybody who's listening, trying to figure out if Heather and I are like psychotic or not, we're glad to have you. We're glad to know you. You know, it's all good. Even if you're hate listening.
Spread the good word. Even if you're hate listening. Have such a good day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I don't really think anybody's hate listening. But yeah, you do you. No judgment from us. We're just glad to have you on board. And
all peace and love.
Yeah.
All peace and love.
Peace and love. And, you know, we hope for more emails. I don't know if everybody's just like a shy emailer or what. We do get a ton of emails and we'd love to have more. If anything ever resonates with you, we do have our Discord where I think, you know, a lot of kind of the regulars, you know, we all sort of chat about life. But yeah, if you ever have something on your mind, something we said sparks a story of your own, hi@havesuchagoodday.com is where to send that email. And again, if you're a patron at the $5 per month level, or more, you can join our Discord. Not mandatory, but always appreciate it.
Well put, Sarah.
Thank you.
Well, on that note, y'all have a wonderful Christmas, and we'll see you on the other side. We'll see you on the flip side, on the old flip. But in the meantime, I will be Heather forever.
And I will be Sarah. Happy holidays to all. We love you.
Have such a good day.
Bye.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.